Last Sunday, the first day of the Holy Week, we attended virtually to the celebration of Palm Sunday. We heard the passion narrative, what happened to Jesus during his last days on earth. Every day, especially during this Holy Week, we are asked by the Lord to follow him. The question will always be, are we ready to follow Jesus in his way of the cross? This was also the question of Jesus to Judas Iscariot and Peter, his beloved apostles. They both followed the Lord, but with different intentions and attitudes. We heard in our gospel for today, our Lord puts his disciples to the test as he makes the ultimate sacrifice of his life for the salvation of the world. But what is the difference of Peter and Judas' acceptance of his faith? Judas deliberately betrayed his master, while Peter, in a moment of weakness, denied him with an oath and a curse. Judas' act was cold and calculated. Peter, however, never meant to do what he did. He acted impulsively, out of weakness and cowardice. Jesus knew both the strength of Peter's loyalty and the weakness of his resolution. He had the habit of speaking with his heart without thinking through the implication of what he was saying. While the treachery of Judas, however, is seen as its worst when Jesus makes his appeal by showing special affection to him at his Last Supper. And in the Gospel, St. John says that Satan entered into Judas when he rejected Jesus and left to pursue his evil course. Satan can twist love and turn it into hate. He can turn holiness into pride, discipline into cruelty, affection into complacency. My dear brothers and sisters, in this time of uncertainties, there is only one that is certain, Jesus Christ. He taught us and showed us how to trust the Father in everything, even if we experience difficulties, trials, and problems. Let us look on Jesus. He obeyed and gave all to his Father, and everything will be in place. By his obedience, we are saved. So Peter denied Jesus, but repented, asked for forgiveness, and gave everything to Jesus. Likewise, we are invited to do the same. Let us recognize our weaknesses, our faults, our sins, and beg his mercy and forgiveness. So this Holy Week, in a very special circumstances, we being at home, our domestic church, let us once again reflect on the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and offer everything to him, that everything will be in place and we will survive with God's help in this crisis. that we are experiencing. Let us always remember, God our Father will never refuse nor denies His love, grace, healing, protection, and strength to those who hold on Him. Keep your faith and keep safe.